It's in the New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour and I'm Pete Day. Now, Christmas is meant to be a time for sharing and giving, but I don't know, all too often it seems to be a time of waste as well. So we're bombarded with advertising, encouraging us to spend our money on the latest gadgets. What's it meant to fill our fridges and cupboards with food as if we're going to face a siege of wartime proportions? Now, a lot of this will all end up in a bin, of course, a week or so later. Earlier on, I went down to Queen's Market, yeah, just off Green Street. And I asked some local shoppers what they thought about waste at Christmas.
People throw away so much food. All the rubbish is strewn all over the place. There's so much waste at Christmas. There's no need for it. Just buy what you need, cook what you need, and share.
Yeah, it's a tradition that always is to buy a lot of food, and maybe they should find out that they don't need to buy so much. They can recycle and use it in the right way.
That's a lot of waste, yes. Maybe friends come in. Because of the Christmas season, people feel happy, and a lot of people are expecting that people are coming to visit them. And visiting them is by sharing, you know, share eating together.
They don't check how much they will need it. I think this is the main reason. I always try to check and don't waste a lot of food. Buy one, get one free, it comes. Maybe that's why it can be.
Not good, is it? Because it just goes to waste. Common sense, not buy as much. That's what they should do. Just buy a little bit. Don't buy massive turkeys that you're not going to eat. Because it'll always get thrown away, won't it? Just don't buy that. Because you've got guests coming around, you think, well, I better get stuff in, sort of thing, and... But then they don't come round and you think, oh, well, have I done that? That's what we do, you know?
I think there's too much waste, yes. People buy it far too much and, you know, they don't eat everything. I think they have to be very conscious of, you know, the amount of food that they buy, that sort of thing.
Joined now by Chris Cavalier and Mildred Ho from the Recycle for Your Community campaign. What's going on here today?
Well, we're down in Newham at the moment, in Queen's Market, and we're talking to residents about reducing food waste and about recycling over Christmas and New Year.
Food waste, what's that all about?
Well, we waste about 30%. It's food waste, so it's things that we're buying too much.
That happens a lot at Christmas, doesn't it? People sort of think, oh, they're really pushing the boat out. They go and they spend loads and loads of money, and you walk around a few days after Christmas, it's all in the bin, isn't it? What can people do?
What people can do is to plan their meals and to store it properly. That's the main thing. Put it in proper storage boxes as well as put it into the freezer if you can't finish the meal to extend the life of your food.
Also making sure that your fridge is the right temperature, and also making sure that when you buy food, you're looking at the best before date and the use by date. The use by date being the only health and safety thing you have to follow. So if it's best before, you can still eat it, but a lot of people are throwing things away when they see best before dates and it's over that. But use by date is the only one you have to follow.
And is there anything else people can do to save on food waste?
What they can do is any food waste, rather than putting it in the bin, if you've got a garden, you can get a compost bin and you can put that food waste into the compost bin. It's a great way of making sure that you're using all that waste to create lovely, nutritious compost for your garden. If your borough has a green waste or food waste collection, then of course you can put it in your brown bin if it's food waste and they'll collect it every week.
I'll tell you something that I quite often do, particularly things like rice and pasta. I always seem to end up with loads left over. I mean, what can you do about that really?
Rice. I would suggest you can make fried rice with that, because the only ones that you can make fried rice with, it's cold refrigerated rice, but you can only store that up to one day. After 24 hours, it's not good to eat because bacteria grow on that rice. So it's really, really important. As with the pasta and spaghetti, you can make a spaghetti bake. You can just pour some milk and some sugar in there and bake it the day after, and it's really, really gooey and yummy.
Oh, it's a good way of saving money, I suppose, as well, isn't it?
Most definitely, but at the same time, the first thing is you want to reduce how much you make in the first place.
What's a good way of doing that, do you think?
Well, make sure you do some portion control. And
I don't like the sound of this portion control.
Well, using a measure and cup, being mindful. And also when you go to the supermarket, try not to go when you're hungry, because you always tend to buy too much when you're there and you're so tempted with all the deals.
So, of course, a lot of supermarkets are all geared around sort of trying to make you do spontaneous buys, aren't they? And sort of like buy one, get one free. And what do you think of things like that?
For example, when I go to the supermarket and I see a buy one, get one free, I'll be honest, I can't resist it sometimes, especially if it's a good deal. So what I do is I say if I'm buying two butters or I'm buying two cheeses, I put one in the freezer and I put one in the fridge. That way, I've put one into storage properly and the other one I use up. Simple.
And of course, another great big thing about this in terms of waste, at Christmas, you always end up with loads of packaging. And what can you do about things like that?
Packaging waste, particularly things like plastic bottles, they can all be recycled. Every different London borough is slightly different. Check your local recycling service and you can find out what you can recycle in your local borough.
Well, for your cardboard, to be specific, because you'll be producing a lot of cardboards during the winter holidays, make sure you fold them neatly and tie them up in a nice pile and wrap it with a little rope.
Well, of course, over Christmas, might end up, if you're really lucky, you might end up with like a new TV or a new sofa or something. Amazing present. You always end up with the old one. What can you do with these more bulky items?
Some of the local boroughs do a collection service for free. Some of them will be charging, but you need to check with your local borough. But there are other things you can do. You can donate it to some great charities and social enterprises. One is called Home Store, which will collect quality used furniture for free. They do it up and then provide it for local people who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford expensive furniture. The other thing that you can do with any electronic waste or any big bulky waste is take it down to your local reuse and recycling centre.
I'll never know what to do with my Christmas tree after it's all finished. I love a good Christmas tree.
Best thing to do with Christmas trees, if your council's collecting them, check on the website there of your local council to make sure they are. But make sure you chop up your Christmas tree into small bits and either put it into your green garden waste collection. Or if the council have said so, some councils, that you can leave it on the outside of your house and they'll pick it up.
And finally, yeah, if you wanted to give everyone a special Christmas wish and something they could do over Christmas to help with recycling and reusing things, what would that be?
First of all, from Recycle for Your Community, we want to wish everybody a happy Christmas and have a brilliant new year. And over this period of time, please think, when you've got all that packaging, make sure you recycle it.
And reduce is the most important message.
Chris Cavalier and Mildred Ho from the Recycle for Your Community campaign. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Merry Christmas!
And of course, what can and can't be recycled, and the way you recycle as well, that varies so much from borough to borough. Different coloured bins or bags and, I don't know, all the rest of it. Hey, I tell you what, that could be a New Year's resolution for all the councillors. What they could do, all get together and come up with an easy, straightforward way of recycling. There you are. All those people out there in the council, all you people who run the show, maybe you could all just get together and maybe just talk to one another. Okay, anyway, if you want to find out more about recycling in your area, best thing you can do is look at your local council's website, or else Recycle for Your Community website, which is www.recycleforyourcommunity.com. That's all one word, recycleforyourcommunity.com. That's if you live in Newham, Redbridge, Barking and Dagenham or Havering. They've got details of how you can do all the recycling there. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we've got a special report on some people who got dressed up as reindeers, Santas, and it's all because they went down to the council's headquarters and they wanted to deliver some letters. Find out what that's all about. Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.